In plenty of workplaces, you'll see some people using standing desks. You might think they're a fad, but a new Australian study has found they're a cost-effective way to encourage workers to move more. It's now widely acknowledged that sitting for extended periods contributes to obesity, heart disease, and even a shorter life expectancy. Lexi Metherill reports.
Melbourne office worker Alexandra Post has joined the standing desk revolution. It was lower back pain and feeling sluggish that prompted the change.
I never could really get the ergonomics right on my desk, so a couple of other people in the office had decided to get standing desks, and they had seen improvements with their performance and overall posture as well, so that's kind of the reason that I decided to take the leap.
Sitting for prolonged periods each day is linked to obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and even a shorter lifespan. Lan Gao is an Alfred Deakin postdoctoral research fellow at Deakin University.
If I sit like 8 hours at work, even if I go to the gym every day, that cannot negate the negative impact of this excessive sitting.
She's conducted an economic evaluation of a 12-month trial of standing desks in Victoria. It found the 231 desk workers involved reduced their daily sitting time by an hour on average. The study also found their blood glucose and fat levels were better than their peers without standing desks. Research co-author Professor David Dunstan is from the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute.
In today's society, what we're looking for is the prevention of any further development of conditions like diabetes, etc. So to be able to halt the progressive decline that occurs over time is a very positive benefit.
The modelling showed that giving standing desks to 20% of office workers would save $84 million in healthcare costs. Dr. Lan Gao.
If Australian-wide, 20% of the office-based employer took up this intervention, it would cost more than $185 million in total, but would save 7,492 health-adjusted life years by preventing those diseases.
The researchers say 40% of Australian workers are employed in an office. Professor Dunstan says there needs to be more emphasis on designing healthy workplaces,
where interaction with others is encouraged so that people are getting up and moving around more frequently. So I think that this is just one aspect of a number of considerations in tackling the obesity situation.
Professor David Dunstan from the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute, ending Lexi Metherill's report.